I am your host, Matt Stauffer. This is episode 76 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about making things good for the developer, which is pretty much what I talk about every time. So nice and easy, right? So in episode 65, which is 5minutegeekshow.com/65, I talked about paying money to stop wasting time, using external services that save you from wasting your time, backup services or whatever else it ends up being. I think one of the things that I learned as a developer when I went from being like an old school PHP developer to start writing more modern code is that I tended to write code for the machine, and I wrote code for the optimization of speed. And you can look at my old code, and you can see a lot of just ugly, janky things with very difficult to understand SQL queries and all this kind of stuff because I knew it was faster. I knew it would optimize for some future thing, or even it would optimize it for that particular moment. But it was just miserable to read, miserable to understand, difficult to test or debug or whatever. And I wasn't writing code for myself. And there are people who've said this, and there are a couple people who said this prominently recently, so I hope I can find it and link to it. They basically said, good code, you write for other developers, including yourself in the future. You don't write for the computer. And I like this because basically what we're talking about here is both in terms of what code you write, you want to write code that makes the most sense and reveals its intent and is easy to understand and maintain and test and kind of grok later and change later. So that's one thing. But also you want to, I guess all those things kind of go in hand with, you want to write code that communicates well to whoever else ends up working on the thing. And that thing may end up being some other developer, or it may end up being you in 6 months, which is the same as another developer. I mean, you hear me say these things all the time. I think it's, that's what it is. I think often we can use something's automatability. If you listen to the 3-Minute Geek Show, you can hear that I recently talked about how I wrote some tests that were not automatable because it was better to have those tests than not to have tests at all. And sometimes we can just focus on... Oh, also, in the latest Laravel podcast, I should look up the numbers of all these. I'll link to them. I talked about how often we can allow certain coding patterns to kind of weigh on us as if we must write code that is really not as good for us to write or read or understand because someone told us so. And I reference the, you know, time in the Bible where, again, I think it's Jesus who said, the Sabbath is not made for man, that man is made, or man is not made for the Sabbath, the Sabbath is made for man. And he was talking about how some people were talking about, they're being hyper legalistic and enforcing a whole bunch of rules on people about you're in trouble if you do this on this day that's supposed to be restful, right? And he was like, hey, look, you're yelling at people for not doing something, but the thing that they're supposed to be doing is not because it's a rule, it's because it's supposed to be good for them. And it's the same kind of thing here. Clearly this is kind of a thread that's run through things I've been talking about recently. So I just want to say, I want to talk about the fact that we should be able to write code that targets our ability to enjoy writing the code, to understand the code, to pass the code off to other people, to understand it in the future, to have it be simple and clean and beautiful and elegant. And yes, all these things actually matter. And sometimes someone can say, well, you shouldn't use Laravel's collections because they are several milliseconds less performant than using this janky for loop that takes you 500 milliseconds more to understand what it's doing every time you come across it. And for me, I can always throw more servers at something, or I can always throw more memory at something. And often that time difference that they're talking about makes pretty much no difference at all. You can always cache something. You always put Cloudflare in front of it. But the thing is, you can't speed up the time for developers to understand what's going on. You can't speed up the time it takes for someone to look at the thing for the first time and to how long it takes for them to actually understand it after looking at it. I want to optimize for developers understanding what's going on, and that being me or another developer. I want to optimize for, I was hearing something this morning, and I wish, I'm all out of references today. Someone was saying, I think it was someone at GitHub maybe, and they said something like, let's see, what was it? You can write, we can always write, make our good tests faster. It's easy to make good tests faster. It's hard to make fast tests better. That's not right. But basically, they ended up saying, like, when you're writing the tests, spend less time worrying about how fast they're going to be, because when you're optimizing and making your tests fast, you're not going to actually write the tests that give you the most benefit you should be getting from tests. Instead, write great tests that give you what you need. And if you need to make them faster, there's ways to make them faster. And it's the same kind of thing. Like, write the code. I mean, this is something I definitely got for... or not the first time, but I experienced the most from Rails and then Laravel of write the code that is enjoyable to write. And so we spent a lot of time optimizing, for example, like relationships in MySQL and stuff like that. And I would just write these janky kind of prefetching things where I said, well, eventually I know I'll need that grouping and I don't want to make that call three times. So I'll write this really janky thing up front that calls it once because now I have less SQL queries, but the code is completely impossible to understand and you don't know what the heck is going on with those crazy joins you're doing. When in reality, making three very, very clear, very easy to understand and hidden behind your ORM calls does not really impact the performance of the app at all, but it makes it so much clearer. And so being able to just kind of like maybe hide those things away, but even if not hide those things away, write the code in the way you want to write the code and then both teach your framework and your application code, but maybe in the background a little bit. And then eventually also your caching layer, whatever else, to take that kind of easy to write and easy to understand and easy to manage code and make it run fast. And there's opportunities to do that, but keeping nice, clean code. And so, you know, Adam Weth and I were talking recently about testing things that are harder to test. And it's the same kind of idea of, well, if there are some things that are really hard to test because you can't test them without hitting the API, then you group all the janky stuff that's hard to test into like one class. And testing it might be tough, might be slow, might be janky, but then everything else in the rest of the code base can be nice and clean. So it's the same kind of idea here. You want a nice and simple and understandable and manageable API and experience and kind of grokability of your code base. And then deal with the pain somewhere else. And the pain is going to be a lot less than you think, usually. But like work on your framework or work on your abstraction layer or your service layer you're injecting or your caching in the back end or your caching in the front end, whatever, to make those things work the way you want or fast the way you want. But don't write code day to day that is perfectly, that is predicated around the idea of making it easier for a computer to operate on it or faster for, you know, the SQL queries or whatever it ends up being. I think that's it. There's probably a ton of people that I've referenced here who said it much more succinctly than I did, but hopefully I was able to tie a couple pieces together of just how important it is for us to value our experience as developers working on a code base and new developers, their experience of walking into it and understanding it or not, overvaluing how many microseconds you shaved off of, you know, some internal PHP operation or something. So I hope this helped somebody. Thanks for listening to the 5 Minute Geek Show. We're at 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, the number 5, 5MinuteGeekShow.com, FIVE. You can subscribe to us on iTunes or RSS if you like the show. Share it with your friends, rate it on iTunes. I can't think of something clever for you to do, so just do one of those. Thanks. Until next time, Matt Stauffer, 5 Minute Geek Show.
You ready?
Right on my lap.
Okay, can you say 5 Minute Geek Show?
5 Minute Geek Show.
Say see you later.
See you later, sweet potato.